today it's something pretty special on this episode of The Starting Block. For me and my friends, the pages of Spectrum are hallowed ground. That's where the greatest and most incredible and provocative science fiction and fantasy artists' work have been featured for years. And for someone to submit a piece and to have it be included in Spectrum, especially for the very first time, has to be a really magical thing. So I've got four Spectrum first-timers featured on the show today talking about themselves and their work, and also what it was like submitting something to Spectrum and getting the news that their piece had been included in Spectrum 26. Today we've got Sarah Dollinger, Eric Pfeiffer, Megan Lillick, aka D2, and Doug Bell. And they all share honestly and with great enthusiasm their love for Spectrum and how amazing it was to find out that they had been included in 26. Here we go.
Okay, so who are you? Hi, I'm Sarah Dollinger, and I am a creature designer. I wasn't always one, though. I started making art around 2006, professionally, and I've been all over the place. I've been in travel, in medical, in video games, all a bunch of different studios. And then I guess a big turning point for me was when I was 28, I hurt my arm very badly. When I got out of rehab, it lasted 2 years. I wasn't able to draw for 2 years. And took 2 more years for me to be able to draw for a full day. And by that point, I was around 32, 33-ish, and I decided I was going to pursue a freelance career. And yeah, that's kind of how this whole thing ended up happening. I make creatures, both in 2D and 3D, for productions, video games, tabletop games, and books. The piece I submitted to Spectrum is called the Flickerjaw Snare Shark, and it's the first alien shark I made for a personal project of mine called Zero Drag Murder Mouth. And it's a creature design process book showing the making of an alien creature from a 2D thumbnail all the way up to a 3D ZBrush render. And I plan on having a bunch of chapters, but that was the very, very first monster I made for it. And it was also the best monster I made that year. When I finished compositing the render, it was one of those moments where you push yourself back in your chair and you say, that's the best monster I've made all year. And because it was very, very clear in my mind that that was the best monster and the best art that I had made in the entire year, it was really easy to know what piece to submit to Spectrum. You know, it's funny because even though I said, that's the best piece I've made all year, when I went to submit, I never thought that I would get in. Not in a million years. And so I submitted it solely to prove to myself that I was confident enough to submit, period. The goal wasn't to get in. The goal was just to submit, just to say, this is my best. I put my best foot forward. I've submitted, and I'm done. And I immediately forgot about it, completely put it out of my mind, and went on with my life. And it was my friends on Facebook were just blowing up. Like, I had so many messages, like, Sarah, are you going to check? Are you going to check? Are you going to check? And I was like, what? Check what? And I had no idea what they were even talking about. And, then I checked my messages and looked through the links and saw my name on the list. And I was just beside myself. I really couldn't believe in it. Because I only submitted it just to prove to myself that I had the confidence to submit. So it was really cool to get in. And, getting in is just awesome. It kind of blew my mind that there were artists that I have been admiring my entire life, ever since I was like in junior high and discovered fantasy art, and that I'm going to be in a book where my art and their art are in the same pages of one book. And that's just, it just really blows my mind. And it's a really great honor. And I'm really proud that my little alien shark, who I loved and who I was like, you know what, you're the best that I did this year. You're, you know, the best of me, gets to be in the pages of that book. It's just an honor.
I'm Eric Pfeiffer. I'm a concept artist and illustrator. I'm based in Seattle, Washington. A lot of the work that I do right now is in visual development, whether it's for film or games. So basically just the entertainment industry, I kind of just get passed around. Basically everything that I do, it never gets released. It's all NDA. It's actually quite hard for me to show people what I do for a living, because so much of it is hidden away. And that's totally cool with me because I just have a total blast doing it. So, you know, I guess that actually brings me back to Spectrum and submitting into the unpublished category. Let's see, like the piece that was actually nominated and accepted into the book was this one called Racing Season in Empire City. And that one I did, I was actually just coming out of Microsoft after a year-long contract. There was a concept artist working on their virtual reality and HoloLens development. And that was pretty cool. But I wanted to show people, you know, like where my skills were at, what I was capable of doing. So I wanted to do something that was kind of pushing my skill sets a little bit. And the funny thing is the first time I actually painted Racing Season in Empire City, I painted it from a different angle. It was like at the finish line. You know, it was like the pilots were like crawling out of their like racing vehicles, and there was like confetti everywhere and people, you know, like cheering. And I actually thought it was a pretty boring composition, and I started to regret it, but I'd already put so many hours into this thing. I'd been like working on it on and off for like 3 weeks. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's probably good enough for me to, when I get out of here, it's one more to add to the portfolio. I should be able to get, you know, some more work out of this. And then my Photoshop just crashed and it corrupted my file and I lost everything. And so I was forced to restart. And so I did it from a more, I think, more interesting angle, which is more of like, you know, an overall shot showing more of the action and like the city itself. And I just love this idea of like a city that was, you know, distant future, but it wasn't this kind of rainy, dark Blade Runner type of dystopia. It was more utopian in nature, and it seemed like a fun place to be, and just very prosperous and wealthy, and they just like this love of sport, you know, with this huge like racetrack going through. It's just totally like a, you know, the kind of science fiction that I love. And anyway, so how I found out that I got into the book, man, well, you know, I mean, I'm sure like everyone else, you know, it's just, you know, I sit down to get work done. First thing I do is I check my email, and you know, and there it is. And I just like, you know, I kind of read it, and all I saw was, you know, hey, congratulations, like, you know, this was accepted into the book. And I just stood up and I was like, holy shit, man. I just kind of walked away for a while, and then you know, took my dog on a walk, and then came back. I was like, all right, time to get back to work. And I continued my work. I think I posted that I was accepted into the book and into Spectrum, and told a few people, and was pretty stoked about it. And I was just trying to like keep getting my freelance work done. And then later I reread the email and found out that had I read the entire email the first time, I would have found out that I had actually been nominated for an award in the unpublished category. And man, it was just kind of, man, I felt like I was struck by lightning. I was kind of shocked, man. It was crazy. It took a while to register. You know, I think I just did not really expect it. I thought that I would, you know, pay to put my work in front of the judges, get some more eyes on it, and maybe someone would know someone that liked it that would pass me on, be like, hey, you should hire this guy. I just honestly did not expect to get in, but even to be nominated. It's my first time submitting to Spectrum, but it's also the first time I really felt like I had work that could stand up on its own and you know, maybe have a chance at getting in. So,
hi, my name is Megan Lilic, though with my artwork I go by the moniker D2. I do a few forms of art, and I've been drawing since I was a child. Lately, my focus has actually been more on photography and sculpting ball-jointed dolls, inspired by the Asian ball-jointed doll scene, as well as Chinese and Japanese mythology. And I've been creating this set of characters in our world using my photography to sort of create this comic book-style storytelling narrative. And for Spectrum, I had submitted a couple of the photographs from this story. And the one that was picked was actually one I had created. I was just fooling around, trying to come up with images based on the idea of, oh, if this is a movie or a book, you know, what would the cover look like? And so I've actually submitted to Spectrum a few times and other, you know, various calls for entry without ever, you know, getting in. So I didn't have much expectations. I just sort of do it as a personal challenge and a way to keep me learning and improving. And because what I do with the dolls is kind of unusual, at least here in the West. I do follow some Japanese doll artists who do incredible photography with their work. And so after submitting, I just sort of forgot about it and figured I would just see, you know, later when they announced what, you know, artists, you know, were picked and whatnot, and, you know, see who got in. So I just sort of forgot about it until I got a call from my mom. And she was like, "You did it." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "You got into Spectrum." And I was just in shock, really. It didn't seem real until I got the email from Spectrum. And even now, it still feels kind of like a dream. Because, you know, it's sort of it's a validation that what I do is actually art. And it is meaningful to other people. And to me, that's what matters the most, you know, that my artwork actually moves others. And it's just really inspiring. And it gives me a lot of drive to keep going in the direction that I'm going in.
Hi, I'm Doug Bell. I live in Kansas City, Missouri. Thanks so much, Wayne, for allowing me to be on the starting block. It's a great honor. I've listened to you since the sidebar days. So the work that I do is scratchboard. I started out working conventionally for years, and then I moved into working entirely digitally. I find I can get the exact same effects without having to spend a whole lot of time scanning an artwork and then having to spend even more time cleaning the scans. So why do I do scratchboard? I've always loved pen and ink drawing from when I was a little kid and used to look at the engravings of Gustave Doré to comic books into seeing Franklin Booth's work, Bernie Wrightson's Frankenstein, to Mark Summers and to scratchboard artists and pen and ink artists of today. It amazes me. Submitting into Spectrum. This year I submitted 6 entries and was actually honored to have 2 pieces accepted into the competition. I was astounded, absolutely astounded, and so proud. Gladiator was a piece that was inspired by the Mad Max movies. I really loved those costumes and wanted to do my own version of a post-apocalyptic gladiator, complete with all the grit and the dirt. I actually wanted to draw a character that looked like he was smelly. And that was the whole reason for doing that one. It was really fun. Princess on Horseback was the second one that got in, and it was inspired by the song Love by the Sun, sung by the incredible guest vocalist, John Anderson. I believe the song was in the soundtrack for a movie in the mid-80s called Legend. My goal here was to capture the ethereal feel and atmosphere that I equate every time I hear that sound. The smell of the green of spring and the feel of the dappled sunlight. That's what I see in my head when I hear that song. I wanted to project that and illustrate those feelings into this piece. Okay, so how did I hear the news that I got in? I saw on Facebook that the artist list was going to be published on a Monday. So I found that out the prior Friday and waited all weekend and got up that Monday morning and opened up my Facebook page, and one of my friends had posted that they'd gotten into Spectrum. So I quickly went to my email to look to see if I'd gotten a note, and there was no note. So I thought, well, I didn't get in this year. Okay, well, at least good for that guy. Oh, then I remembered it's an artist list that's going to be published. So I went to their website and looked and found the artist list and scrolled down, and oh my goodness, my name was in there. I actually closed out of the webpage and reopened it a couple of times and then actually took a snapshot of it and mailed it to myself so that I was sure that it was really me and it wasn't somebody else. It was me. Just absolutely thrilled beyond belief. To share representation among so many legendary artists and amazing new talent, it's an honor that does not fall on me lightly. I am very appreciative. And just between us, I may have done a victory dance. I can't be sure, but I think I might have. What does Spectrum What does being inspector mean to me? Oh, man. Between that and Society of Illustrators, those are the two biggest. Ever since it first came out, I remember I saw it in a bookstore in Milwaukee and was astounded at the quality of art. Even the quality of the printing was just gorgeous. I'd never seen a collection like this. I'd bought every one that I could get a hold of every year and started submitting, I think, around annual 12 or 13. To me, to have work accepted in the annual validates all the time and hard work that I've dedicated to my craft. Feels very, very good. And even if I don't get in another one, I've made it in. I am very, very proud.